Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the email address?
Hi, my name is Darlene. I'm calling from City Security Operations. This call may be recorded or monitored. And you said your name was Brianna?
Yes, my name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. Thanks for taking my call today. I just have a customer who is disputing some credit card charges, and I was wanting to know if you would be able to assist me in determining whether or not they are indeed fraudulent or something he signed up for.
Okay, I can be able to assist. May I have the customer's zip code?
I can give you the full account number, the date of the charges.
Oh, what about the first six digits? The first six digits and the last four digits of the credit card number.
Sure. Okay. The first six is 410039.
And what's the last four digit?
Four is 3115.
May I please have a first and last name?
Certainly. First name is Marilyn. Last name, I can spell. B like boy, R-A-A-R-U, D like David.
Mm-hmm. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
I can tell you the transaction dollar amounts and the dates, so that's all I'm able to disclose.
Okay, so you cannot get, like, the shipping address. I just need the shipping address with the customer.
No.
Let's see, another way. Let's see what you did when you the first and last name provided to me.
Yes, Marilyn Broad.
Okay, so you provided me the credit card, so that should be enough information. Thank you for the information. Now we have the customer for the neck massager.
Okay. Is this something that is like a membership that was done, or a free trial offer?
Yes, it's like a 14. It was like a gadget where they pay for the shipping and to have it shipped, and by joint effect and direct savings store, they pay the $56.95. They pay the 56.
Okay, so I do have the $56.95 on in February of this year. Back September of last year, I have a $7.45. I'm guessing that was like the shipping and handling. And then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five transactions, all for $49.97 once each month. So was there some type of membership that was agreed to?
Yes, it was.
It was
a membership. If they did not want to receive any more, however, they were supposed to cancel the account, but they did not call and cancel. They was billed.
Okay. Do you know when it was supposed to have been canceled by? Or do you have any kind of like papers that they would have?
They started in September the 8th, so it was the 14-day trial.
Yeah, I see September the 8th, and then September 12th was the first charge for $49.97. Is there anything that maybe they had to click on for terms and agreements or anything like that?
Yes, they had the option if they did not want to receive it. They had the option to cancel at any time, so the information was there. They just didn't cancel.
They just didn't do it. Okay. Well, that is all I needed. I appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Now, did the customer dispute the charge?
Yes, they're stating that this was fraudulent, that they never enrolled in it. So that's what I'm trying to determine.
Okay.
If there was any paperwork or anything that, you know, they had to choose to select the membership.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that's what it was.
Okay, that's what it usually is, but we have to ask, so I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that was perfect. Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.